Welcome back to the Press Box, as always, on a Saturday, and my great friend, my host, as always, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker.
Janer, great talking to you, my friend. It is always awesome being with you, and before we get going, we will tell all the friends who join us each and every week that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Gaming and Racing, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So, Mr. McLean, big, big weekend on the road to the Kentucky Derby. It feels like the Derby. It's in the 70s today. Three big preps that we want to talk about. Let's talk about the Fountain of Youth first.
Grade 2 Fountain of Youth down at Gulfstream Park, and this is now getting into the deep water, Buzzy, and we're starting to pick up not only more and more points towards the Kentucky Derby, we're also kind of separating the wheat from the chaff a little bit, starting to kind of pick out of these races who we think might be able to move on to the next round and the next race and may ultimately make that trip to Louisville and Kentucky Derby Saturday, that first Saturday in May.
Okay, so what do you like? Tell me about the Fountain of Youth.
I loved Mo Donegal. I think he is not going to run. He's been scratched. They came down with a slight fever. I don't think it's any big deal. Horses, especially in the spring, have some issues with, changing weather patterns,
right,
and those kinds of things, Buzzy. But I think it had as much to do with the fact that he drew outside, way outside in the starting gate. And really this horse is a closing type that, he's going to be compromised over that Gulfstream dirt course anyway because it has always played the speed. It just wasn't shaping up to be the optimum spot for the Remsen winner, Mo Donegal. So he's going to be scratched for trainer Todd Fletcher. That doesn't leave Fletcher without a horse. He's got also in this race the undefeated colt Emmanuel.
Yes.
A very talented individual. He's going to be probably one of the top the morning line, if not the morning line, the post-time favorites. Going to be united again with leading rider Luis Saez from post position 8. This horse, I saw him run on video. I've watched him 2 or 3 times. Has a tremendous amount of talent, Buzzy. I don't know if he's experienced enough yet to take on and really put away some of these older, or more, not older, obviously, but more experienced
horses. More experienced, yes.
Yeah, that have been around the oval a time or two more and been through the rigors of the stakes schedule. I like Kenny McPeak's horse, Rattle and Roll. This is a horse that won the Grade 1 Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland last October.
Yes.
They missed the Breeders' Cup with this horse, but this horse is a very, very talented individual. Has a 4-race career. In his second start at Saratoga, he was pulled up in the far turn. Everybody wondered if he was done for, possibly a serious injury. But he came back, and 4 weeks later, he dominated the field at Churchill Downs to win his maiden special rank. Then he won the Breeders' Futurity in impressive fashion. I really like him. He's going to be starting for the first time in 2022. That might be a little much to ask, but I really like him. Simplification was left at the gate in the Holy Bull, Buzzy, and this is a horse that should improve with a little better start. The horse that I'm going to use with Rattle and Roll is my top pick, and the horse I'm going to use with him is Giant Game. Giant Game is a horse that just kind of blew it, in the Holy Bull. He was right up there close, and then he backed up, and a lot of questions about what happened. I think it was could be a breathing issue that I think they've got resolved now. And he ran such a huge race in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, ran third to Corniche, that I think Giant Game, it's a mod, Buzzy, is going to be my upset special.
Yep.
I'm going to use Giant Game and Rattle and Roll and Simplification in the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth.
I'm going with Giant Game myself. We did, speaking of pace, we need to pick up the pace just ever so slightly.
Yes. But ever so slightly.
Ever so slightly. Let's talk now about the grade three, the Withers at Aqueduct.
You know, I really like a horse up there, Buzzy, named Morello. This horse is really, I think, coming into the race in good order. You know, he's going to face a horse from the Baffert barn named Rockefeller. Rockefeller's not eligible, as you well know, of gaining any points.
Yep.
Those two, I think, will take much of the betting action. Morello, trained by Steve Asmussen, cruised to a 5-length win last out in the Jimmy Wheatfield Stakes, a local prep to the Gotham. The horse I'm going to bet, the horse I'm going to tout, a horse that I really like in here, Dean's List. You know, I made many of those in college.
Many of those.
I mean, there are almost too many to count.
Multiple.
Dean's List, up in New York at Aqueduct. Keep an eye on him. I think he's going to have a huge effort for Trender Fletcher and join. He's going to jump into the fray of this.
I love that. All right. And finally, Gene, up at Turfway, the John Battaglia.
You know, this is a horse I think set up for Tis the Bomb, another McPeak horse. He's got certainly all the credentials to dominate this field. I was just handicapping this race earlier today, Buzzy. You know, and I think there's a couple of horses in here, though, that could sneak up and be a little maybe surprising in this race. Led by, I'm pulling my PPs right now. You know, we move along so quickly. But, hold on, Buzzy. I'll get there. Just carry on.
You're fine.
I know we're on a tight timeline, but here it is, the fifth race at Turfway Park tomorrow evening. And there's the horse that I really like. I'm getting there, Buzzy. Hold on.
No, you're fine. And, Gene, while you're getting there, I'm going to tell people that they can get all your selections, including post positions, each and every week at thepressboxlts.com. If you've got friends, family, clients coming in for the Derby, call now. Because during Derby week, as we lead up to Derby time, the many activities that are going on in downtown Louisville, in and around the Downs, not a better place to host those special people in your life than the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So go ahead and call now and see what they can do for you.
Absolutely. I like your style. The horses I've been looking at.
Yes.
In addition to Tiz the Bomb, who I think will be overbet, and he certainly should dominate this race. It'll be his first start on the Tapita Surface Tour. And, you know, he's coming off that seventh-place effort in the Holy Bull. I think they talked about even taking this horse over to Europe and catching the grass over there. There's a horse in here that I think you've got to really look at, named for Brad Cox, getting Marcelino Pedroza Bloodline. Bloodline is a horse that, for the Brad Cox barn. Also, a horse that I'm going to use. I'm going to use Tiz the Bomb, but I'm also use Bloodline. And the third horse in my exacta box is going to be On Thin Ice, trained by Mark Cassie, 15-1 in the morning line for On Thin Ice. Going to get the services of Chris Landeros in the bike. And so those are my three. Tiz the Bomb, but upset probable, Bloodline, and On Thin Ice.
And Thin Ice was what you were on. Had you not come up with those post positions, we will tell the folks at the press box in our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, beautiful day, beautiful weekend, beautiful bride. Here's hoping you and yours have a wonderful weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you regardless of the post position.
Absolutely, and as Buzz Baker would always say, take a giant game and make it even better.
There you go. Love you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
See you, my friend.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.